Do whatever you need.
All right. So, your name?
Corey Adams.
All right. And Corey, you worked at the Hattiesburg Public Works Department?
I did.
How long did you work there?
A little under 2 years.
Okay. And what were you hired to do?
Job title wasn't very specific, but from day one, they had me in the welding shop.
They did?
Yes.
Okay. And I published on Facebook some pictures that you had up on your Facebook.
Of some gates.
Right.
Yeah, those are gates that he had me go out to his house in Laurel and measure for, and then come back and fabricate them and build them together at City of Hattiesburg Public Works in the welding shop. All that metal was delivered on a truck, which I assume was
okay,
bought and paid for by the city, which was one by one square tubing.
Now, I posted some pictures of some gates in Hattiesburg at Timber Ridge. The pictures that I showed you earlier were from Timber Ridge.
Yeah, the neighborhood in Laurel?
It's not in Laurel. It's in Oak Grove.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking it was out towards that way. But now that's the house you showed me with the unstained gates with the little Mazda truck out. That's where I went to measure for those gates.
Okay.
The ones that I had a picture of.
Yeah, that was in Timber Ridge Subdivision.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, where did the material come from?
I'm sure it was bought by the city. It was delivered on a truck.
Was it delivered on a truck to the city?
To the city of Hattiesburg. I unloaded it with a tractor and turned it into gates.
Okay. Do you know where it was purchased from?
I would assume it was purchased from Dew's Foundry.
Yeah.
If not, the other steel yard they use, I'm not really sure the name of it, but there's only two that they use, and one of them is Dew's. I would assume it came from Dew's.
Okay. And I'm not insinuating that Dew's has done anything wrong.
Oh, no, absolutely
I was
not.
They're just delivering an order. They don't know what's going to happen with the steel.
They don't care once it leaves there.
But the reason I asked is I want to pull some records with the city to see, you know, about the purchases of that. Do you remember when exactly it was that material came in and that you started working on those gates approximately?
I'm sure it's got an address on the picture in my phone because I took the picture live. I mean, it was me standing over it taking the picture, so I'm sure it would say, you know, around what date the picture was taken, but you know how to do that.
Okay. Yeah, give me your phone.
All right, so now who was instructing you to do all of this?
Larry Barnes.
So Larry Barnes specifically, himself?
Came and got me and told me to take a ride with him and that nobody needed to know where the gates were going.
Okay.
And he brought me out there and I measured them, went back to the shop and built them, and when I came back on Monday, they were gone.
Do you know who installed them? I mean, I'm not asking you to guess.
No, I have. I'm not sure who installed them.
Okay.
I just built them.
How many hours did it take you to build the gates?
About 2 days. So 2 8-hour days, so roughly 16 hours by myself.
Okay.
And the picture I took of the gates when they were finished, I have it up on my phone, is August 19th, 2016.
August 19th, 2016.
That's when the picture was taken, so I'm sure the material got there sometime around that.
Okay. Do you have any other firsthand knowledge? Have you been asked to do anything else, or are you present on any job site on someone's private property?
Yes. The other time was, which I'm sure it's recorded because it's the only overtime that they ever gave me.
Right.
Was after work one day, I had to go to a house that they were demoing and take down burglar bars that were over windows and ornamental iron, like shutter doors in front of a house, like a like the door before you go into the house, almost like a screen door.
Mm-hmm.
It was iron work, kind of like burglar bars, keep people from getting out. I went and I took all that and helped Alan load it on his personal trailer.
All right, when you say they were demoing, who is that?
I mean, I assume he said that the city was going to tear it down and he wanted to get the iron work out first.
Okay, and do you know when the house was demoed or what? Okay.
I do not.
All right. So,
but like I said, if you can pull back, the only time I ever worked overtime, I think I might have worked twice, but there's only two occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think once I came in on a Saturday and the time I had to do it, that was after work one evening.
Okay. Do you remember the address of the house? Or could you point out the address of the house?
I do not. I do not remember. I hate to tell you that, but I don't.
Okay. So you took these bars off the doors and windows.
Burglar bars, yes.
Okay. And then?
Using the welding truck, the welding truck the city has.
All right. And then those bars were put on?
His trailer, hooked to his truck.
Whose trailer?
Alan.
Alan.
Alan's black four-door Ford hooked to his trailer.
All right.
They were loaded onto there. I had the welding truck back at the shop, took the welding truck back to the shop, clocked out, and went home.
Okay. Do you know what happened to that iron that was salvaged?
He said he was going to keep some of it and put some of it on Craigslist. I'm not sure if he ever did.
He told you that specifically?
Specifically.
Okay. Any other incidences which you're aware of?
There's a table in his backyard that I built, but I don't have any pictures of it.
A table?
Yeah, he brought me a bunch of different pieces along with some scrap metal and all that was left over from other previous jobs at the city that I had to turn into a table.
Okay, how long did it take you to make the table?
About a day, so 8 hours.
Okay, what did it look like?
It was a round top with a, almost looked like a mailbox stand pole with a horse head on it.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, and I'm sure the citizens of Hattiesburg appreciate it too.
I hope so.
All right.